101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
best ladies you've ever seen. You won't find them in magazines. It's not the stuff they like to read. Summer nights in the Western, chin wagging with your best friend. It doesn't matter what we do, it's always fun when I'm with you. We're not going down, we're going downtown. When you're dead. Summer nights in the West End, breaking hearts, crushing beer cans. You know how all my stories go. I change the names, but you still know. We're not going down, we're going downtown. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're not going down, we're going downtown. Ooh, ooh. It's hard to get around.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Zodiac Chiller. I'm your host, Miss Marika, for the star-powered radio show airing weekly Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. I am so happy to be with you this evening. You just heard a couple of songs, including When the Sun Hits by Slowdive and The Girls by Tiny Horse. Tiny Horse is a Canadian indie staple. It's also a Kingston indie staple, and I would be remiss not to share them on my show at some point, and I can't believe I haven't done that thus far. But anyway, thank you so much for listening tonight. I'm really excited to be joined by a fortune-telling, astral-projecting, tarot card aficionado co-host, Kimberly Ramsey. Kim, do you want to say hi?
Hello! Thank you, Rick, for having me on your show. I'm so excited. I'm about to drop some wicked predictions, some wicked zodiacs.
Kim has the deets on what your week is going to look like.
I have been communicating with the spirits, and they have told me some things that I need to share with the listeners.
Okay, well, without further ado, let's get right into it. We have our first three horoscopes of the night, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Aries is a fire sign born between March 20th and April 19th. Aries is ambitious, driven, fiercely competitive. They enjoy competitions that demonstrate their skill. They're individualistic. Aries, this week, you need to avoid spicy food because it's going to give you terrible indigestion. You will have a week of constipation followed by a week of chronic
excretion. I don't know how to say this on the air appropriately, and it will just be the worst. So if you eat anything spicy this week, you are going to be in flames. Taurus is an earth sign born between April 20th and May 20th. Taurus is patient, resourceful, productive. They're concerned with earthly delights. They're stable. They're good partners. Kim, do you want to share Taurus's horoscope tonight?
Yes, absolutely. Taurus, you are on the precipice of something big where you can either succeed or you could hold yourself back. There is something big coming up in your life, whether that be academically, in your job, in your love life, and there's been a little bit too much play. So it's time to get down to business and focus on what's going to make you better as a person.
Kim looked at me the whole time she said that. I'm not a Taurus, but I'm feeling very called out. Taurus, I'm sorry for the knuckle down, buckle down type of horoscope, but that might be what you need tonight. Finally, Gemini is an air sign born between May 21st and June 20th. Gemini is charismatic, funny, knowledgeable. They're great communicators and they're resourceful and they take what they want. Gemini, you have been working on an important DIY project for a long time now. This has been a huge sink of money, a huge sink of effort, and you are almost, like Kim said for Taurus, on the precipice of something big. However, this will only happen if you take a break. You need to take a second to yourself, recoup, regenerate, and then come right back and attack it with full force. So it's the opposite kind of horoscope as Taurus. Something to think about there.
I know, they're opposites.
A little zodiac wisdom for you. Coming up next, we have a couple of songs, including "I'll Be Around" by Fog Lake, "Long Live the Wilderness" by Babe Rambo. This is a Canadian artist, by the way, as is Fog Lake, and "Baby Baby" by Sports. And then we will be back with even more horoscopes and chit chat. So please don't go anywhere. Kim, what are we listening to right now?
We are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, everybody. Again, that was All Be Around by Fog Lake, Long Live the Wilderness by Babe Rainbow, and Baby Baby by Sports. Three fantastic songs. And we've got even more horoscopes here for you tonight. So coming up next, we have Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Kim, let me give a little intro to Cancer. Cancer's born between June 21st and July 21st. Cancer's a water sign. They're sensitive, caring, loyal to their loved ones. They're hardworking, emotional, and creative. Kim, do you want to share Cancer's horoscope for the evening?
I'd love to share Cancer's horoscope. Thank you for asking. Cancer, it's getting a little chilly out there. We're entering into the deep fall months, and you need to wear a coat. I know you look cute in your little t-shirt, your shorts, or your mini skirt, but you're going to get cold, and then your friends are going to have to listen to you complain. So why don't you visit a mountain equipment co-op and buy yourself a puffer? That's all I have to say.
Once again, Kim was looking right at me while she said that. I am not a Cancer, but I am a skirt wearer in the deep fall months. Cancer, you're going to get pneumonia. Okay, Leo, you are a fire sign born between July 22nd and August 22nd. Leo's bold. They step into leadership easily. They're confident. They have a big personality. They're warm. Leo, you are going to come into an important sum of money that will allow you to visit a friend, which is actually awesome because that's something you've been wanting to do for a while. So if you come into any money in the next week, you should use it to buy a plane ticket to go see your dear, dear friend who misses you.
And her really cool roommate who also enjoys your presence. Not targeted at anyone. All Leos in general.
Every Leo, this is for you. And Virgo is an earth sign born between, Kim is a Virgo, born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Virgo is hardworking, adaptable, mentally agile, considerate, humble, skilled. They're great communicators. Kim, what is on coming down the pipe for the Virgos this week?
Virgo, it's exam season. It's reading week. I know we're all being silly. And you have exams coming up soon. And these exams are going to go either one of two ways. You're either going to fail miserably and you might drop out of university. You never know. Or you're going to succeed and it's going to be the best exam of your life. And really, that's up to you. So again, it's get out of your own way. Buckle down. Stop talking to all your friends and wasting your reading week.
Spoken like a true Virgo. We'll have even more horoscopes after the break. We have some music coming up, including Tree Among Shrubs by Men I Trust, I Heard a Sigh by Cortex, and Preoccupied by Mac DeMarco. We will be back. Thank you so much. You are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
I see my sound as fog gathers around. passing around. Your blood in your body, no conversation to ease up your mind. Nobody seems to see the outside of it. Preoccupied. Nobody's hiding it. Preoccupied. Nobody's hiding it. Preoccupied. Nobody's hiding it.
Welcome back to Zodiac Chiller, everybody. I'm your host, Miss Marika, joined by my wonderful friend, Clairvoyant Kim. And we are here tonight to share even more horoscopes for Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Libra is an air sign born between September 23rd and October 22nd. Libra is active, energetic, intellectual, aesthetic, fantastical, charming, and graceful. Libra, you have an important change in your appearance that you've been deliberating for a long time. Maybe it's that piercing, maybe it's a new haircut, maybe it's a new color of new dye. You need to get that done this week. It will go well for you this week, but if you put it off any longer, it's going to go disastrously wrong. If you get your bangs trimmed next week, you're going to get micro bangs. But if you do it this week, it's going to be the most beautiful Sabrina Carpenter curtain bang situation you could ever have hoped for. So get on that this week. Scorpio is a water sign born between October 23rd and November 21st. Scorpio is mysterious, enigmatic, powerful, passionate, courageous, sensitive, dependable, and receptive. Kim, what can Scorpio expect this week?
Scorpio, you've been struggling with a little something right now. You have had someone in your past who's hurt you deeply, and you're holding on a little bit, but it's time to let go. It's time to just take a deep breath and realize that you're worth more than that. You are better than that, and it's time to just move on and find your true happiness. And also, wait, I'm getting a mission from the great beyond. You're going to get canker sore this week, and it's going to be the worst of your life. So make sure you eat your vegetables to get those vitamins in and sort that out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, get in there, Scorpio. You need that vitamin. What vitamin is that?
K?
Sure. You know what you need is vitamin Z, Zodiac Chiller. Tune in every week. Okay, Sagittarius is a fire sign born between November 22nd and December 20th. Sag is known for having blunt truths. They're very personable, no poker face, exuberant, adventurous, outgoing, and have a strong sense of personal integrity. Sag, you are going to be offered the chance of a lifetime this week to hang out with somebody that you've admired for so long. It's going to be that perfect connection. You've been networking for months and months and months to get close to this person, and finally it's going to happen, and it's going to go so wrong unless you sleep facing east. If you sleep facing west, north, or south, you are going to bomb it and this person will never talk to you again. But if you sleep facing east, the interaction will go exactly as planned and you will have made a powerful new ally.
Wow, sounds like it's time to reorganize your bedroom.
I'm hearing some feng shui going on, Sag. Okay, coming up next, we got a couple songs, including Police Scanner by Chanel Beads, my bad, and Prism by Say She She, and then we will get into our last three horoscopes of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Marijke, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC. Welcome back, everyone, for our final set of horoscopes. We have Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces here. Capricorn is an earth sign born between December 21st and January 15th. Capricorn is responsible, hardworking, dutiful, loyal. They're determined, and they make great partners. Kim, what can Capricorn expect this week?
Capricorn, this week you're going to find something that you've been on the lookout for a long time, whether that's something in your love life. Maybe you find a really nice pair of shoes in the thrift store. You
find
never
yourself.
Know. Yeah, maybe you're going to find yourself. But you have to jump on it. You Ooh. Cannot hesitate. If you take a step back and you think, I'm going to take a couple days to think about it, I'll come back, it's going to be gone.
Heck
that
nah.
opportunity is going to be out the window. You need to get on it. So be on the lookout for that and be ready to take it.
Ooh. Okay, Aquarius, you are an air sign born between January 20th and February 17th. You're esoteric, idealistic, radical, free-spirited, independent, original, and inspirational. Aquarius, you're going to try a new skill, and it's just not going to work out for you. And it might be something that you really thought worked for your persona, or it was something you were really excited about. But just, you need to learn when to cut your losses and maybe just like go home. Maybe just go home and spend some time with family and leave this new endeavor that was never going to work out for you in the first place and just get out of here. Just get out of here. And finally, Pisces is a water sign born between February 18th and March 19th. I'm laughing because I'm a Pisces and Kim is about to do the Pisces horoscope and slaughter me on air. Dreamy, romantic, compassionate, clever, genuine, artistic, all these wonderful attributes and more. And they're great radio show hosts, as I would so humbly admit. Kim, what's going on with Pisces?
Pisces, you need to get up and stop being delusional.
All of a sudden, I'm not a Pisces.
I know that you've been pondering these situations in your mind, but they're just never going to work. And it's time to move on. It's time to realize that some things are unrealistic. And you're so idealistic, Pisces. And sometimes it's a wonderful thing, but sometimes it gets you down in the dumps. And this week, something's going to happen. Something that you've been dreaming about for a long time is going to come crashing down because you've had this vision in your mind of what it's supposed to be like, but that's not how it is.
Wait, Kim, can we talk after the show? What does that mean? Okay, hey, debrief incoming.
I was originally going to say you should call your grandma, but then I realized Aww. You're Pisces.
Hey, more on that later.
Wait, can we cut that right?
Yeah. We can't cut that. This is live. Unfortunately, you are going to be... Okay, well, Pisces, sorry, look out. Yeah, if you're a delusional dreamer like me, then you are a textbook Pisces, and that is just all I have to say about us. That is all we have for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Zodiac Chiller. This has been a fantastically giddy, silly, goofy time that we've spent with you. I also want to thank my best friend, Clairvoyant Kim, for tuning in with us tonight and sharing her wisdom. Kim, do you have any final words of wisdom you want to impart on our listeners tonight?
Go take a walk, look at the leaves, touch some grass, get out into the world, and tune into Zodiac Chiller every Thursday.
Yes, exactly. The best prediction of all. And if you like Zodiac Chiller, you should totally check out all of the other programming that CFRC has going on. We're broadcasting 24/7, featuring shows across a wide range of musical genres, all kinds of topics of chatter, live sessions, interviews, giveaways. The fun just never, ever stops. So please continue to tune into CFRC if you enjoy Zodiac Chiller. And then, of course, like Kim said, Zodiac Chiller airs every week, Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on 101.9 FM CFRC. You can listen to us on air, or you can go online to our website at cfrc.ca, and you can listen live via our play bar at the top. Thank you again for tuning in. I'm Marijke Vernoy. We have a few more songs, including Tangerine by Tommy Newport, She Wants to Go Dancing by Mountjoy, this is a new song by them, and Sling by Fleeting Colors, and we will be back next week. I'm Marijke Vernoy, and you are listening to Zodiac Chiller on CFRC.
Just a little bit, it might make my day. To be with you, my lady, I just have to say, I've been thinking lately of you. Oh, and I have to tell you, well, there's just something about you.
There's no place like home, and there's no experience quite like Queens Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of Homecoming Football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the?